My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You damn Skippy. It is a football Friday.
Oh, yeah. Here in the loop. We need some music.
I'm super excited.
Get in the mood here.
As it seems like everybody is in Texans Nation. Do people like it when you say like Texans Nation?
I'm not a big Nation fan.
Yeah, I was like, I figured that you
I'm not a big
be.
Strong fan either.
Houston strong.
Such and such strong.
Yeah, but that's usually like recovering from some level.
I know.
I'm jaded.
I'm not jaded. A fan of cancer recovery, I guess.
I'm just jaded on that. It gets old fast on me.
Unbelievable. Any other things you want?
Not a big fan of cancer recovery. Well, John's, you didn't have to go
John's
there.
John's not impressed by a city coming back from a hurricane.
Yeah. Tragedy.
I just think it's
what over, is this Houston strong?
I just think recovering from tragedy. Who cares?
I think it's overused. It's not that. Get out of here, Sean. It's like that. Yes, I get it. But like when somebody has a puddle in their front yard, you know,
that would be me.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I managed.
River Oak strong.
Right. Like yeah. I used a YouTube video to figure out how to reset my iPhone. I'm Sean strong.
Yeah. River Oaks strong. You don't hear that often. You don't.
Man, we are near. I feel like we can.
So no Texas Nation.
No Texas Nation. But, hey, man, all folks who are excited for this one. I think there's a lot of folks out there who's excited for this one, including us in the loop. All of us, Sports Radio 610.
Now I feel bad. Go ahead.
You should. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm in my own head.
That's a great way to start. We got you for 4 whole hours, and Lopez will be in it. Oh, no, don't apologize. This is how I wanted it. This is exactly... down for H-Time. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, 832. Everybody that's down for H-Time. We are excited for Sunday night football. Your Texans versus the Chicago Bears. And, like, just... I don't know if the excitement could be more palpable. I know that Sean made a great point. Like, you know, I've been in a place where I'm kind of used to seeing primetime games, and yet and still, right, the very apparent acknowledgement that the fact that this is not something that happens all the time, and there's an appreciation for them, and it's excitement for it. You could feel it all the way through the city.
It's not just the game. It's the season. It's the anticipation. It's counting down the days to Christmas is what this season.
Ooh.
This season is counting down the days to Christmas.
Literally and figuratively.
Remember when you were a kid, you had those little, what do they call them, where you pull off the tab and, seven more days or whatever.
Advent calendar?
Advent calendar. Like this season is an advent calendar that this city.
Why did I remember that?
That's a good pull. But this city has been waiting, you know, for so long for. And that's the best way I can describe it. It's like, I've been excited. I get excited. You know, as jaded as I am, as many seasons as I've been through, I get excited every year. This is different. This is different because it's my city, it's our city, and it's a real shot. And it starts on Sunday Night Football. Come on, man.
And I think the beauty of it, obviously prime time is just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I think also a large part of this, and our guy Andy Kalu made mention of this in kind of, I don't want to say a roundabout way, but in a slightly different way than what I'm going to say, it's a showcase game.
Yes.
Right? Like, I think that's also the beauty of this is that now, obviously, this team is in a place where they are darlings. People are actually paying attention. But the beauty of a primetime game is there are no other games on in the biggest sport in this nation. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is trained on you, and it's an opportunity for you to step up to the national stage and go, this is who we are.
Yeah.
This is what we bring. And it's kind of really fun that it's going. You're going up against a team that, I mean, look. We'll talk about it all day, but a team that I think you match up incredibly well against, and you are primed to be able to put your best foot forward on a national stage.
And at home. You know, what a great win last week. You go on the road to, I think, your biggest competition. You're up against it. You, as we've talked about, you know, play grown man football in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Great win. Still different when you're doing it at home with your crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I said with you guys before the show, to me, this is a no excuses game. You know, it really is. And it's not like, oh boy, you know, you guys are on call, you know, you're on watch. No, I just think it's a no excuses game because there's so many things that we're anticipating and that we're looking forward to. Prime time, we mentioned that. Most everyone is healthy. And by the way, you do want to stay plugged in within the loop here with Reggie and Figgy and I because there's going to be a very important injury report that's going to drop. Probably during our show in the third hour, you got most everyone healthy. The crowd is going to be nuts. The tailgating scene.
Buddy.
The tailgating scene is going to be off the charts.
I'm excited for that personally as I will really get to get into that ahead of this game. And so, yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to the eats and drinks.
And on top of all that, the matchup, as you mentioned, is very favorable for this squad. So it's not like, you know, you guys better win. And no, I'm just saying there's no excuses. This is what we've been anticipating.
And I think that's the way that's the way that we're starting to frame the way that we watch this team, right? Like, I think that there have been a lot of years that have been not as successful, not as fruitful. And that is the way that I will say this as nicely as I can, right? Mm-hmm. You know the things that you are thinking about. The years in which Jack Easterby is at the helm of, or some of the other years that you can look at in Texans history, recent history. This is not that. And so I think also this game provides everybody an opportunity to adjust the framework, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the fact that markets are looking at this team as a Super Bowl contender flat out, right? Period.
Right.
And end of sentence at that point, right? We've talked about them as a top two, top three team in the AFC, which again, we're talking championship week at that point.
Yeah.
And if you have those type of expectations, the responsibilities that you have are in days like this where it can't be any excuses against a team that you are on paper better than, right? A team that it seems like you absolutely have the jump on.
Yeah.
And I think that is also what this primetime game gives you an opportunity to and represent is, are you living on this new rubric as opposed to the old one where it's like, oh, well, everything is found money. Oh, no, not found money. There's expectations and, you know, and realities that you have to live up to. Are you going to do that? And I think one of the things that's encouraging just generally is we keep getting more and more confirmation of the fact that this team thinks in that way. I don't know if you saw the piece in The Athletic about C.J. Stroud. And the ways last year where after they lose the second game of the season, where he looks around in the locker room, is like, where are my leaders? I need leaders. And you have guys that are, I mean, in a rookie situation, two games in, I know Jimmy Ward was injured at that point, so he didn't feel like he had the leg to stand on to step up and be loud in that moment. But C.J. Stroud, already in last season when I don't think we had those kind of expectations, stepped in, was like, yo.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is not good enough. Like, how much more so now that you're in this place where there's the expectations outside, but also the clear and ever-present expectations inside of the building?
Yes,
they have.
And I think you know, from their own perspective, like, this is going to be a confirmation type game, a no excuse type game. Because one thing we know, and we're going to talk about last night's game here in about 12 minutes, but one thing we know is teams that are in this category do this. They open the season at home. I mean, if you're legit, this is a no excuse game in the locker room. Like, the Bills went into Miami last night and did what a really good contending team should do. The Chiefs we saw last week. So if you are in that category, it's not like, you know, I know it's any given Sunday, the old cliche, but for teams that are in that next class, and the Texans fancy themselves, and we think they're going to be in that next class, you take care of business here, and yeah. you do it with authority.
Am I in trouble, fellas? I need y'all to help me out here.
Why is that?
The text line, 619. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the San Diego area code.
Earlier, I was about to say, what's 619?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
San Diego.
Did you not watch any Wrestle? Because I feel like everybody learned about the 619 area code because of Rey Mysterio. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But, like, I did mention that this will be my first opportunity to be, like, in a stadium during a game in the NFL. And first of all, someone also asked me, are you 10 years old? No, I'm not. The TV experience is just so easy mm-hmm. to, you know, partake in. But, somebody said, 619 said, if the Texans lose Sunday night, You are banned from attending future games.
Right? No, and get so out of here.
We're not doing that.
Additional stakes for me personally.
Was it Ron?
No, it was Tyler.
It was Tyler. Yeah, that's right.
He said every time he went to a game, they lose.
And by God, they did.
Yeah.
They sure did.
All right, so I need to ask him then.
Yeah, no, don't
get involved.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
But okay, so I'm excited for the game itself. Also, kind of excited for some of the things that we heard about the performers. Like, they are taking the primetime feel all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Walker will perform the national anthem.
Oh, great.
Wait, what?
Hey.
What happened?
Hey, that song haven't been played in, what, this year?
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's football time in Houston. Yeah.
So as long as they don't do that.
Okay.
He can sing the anthem. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's exercise that. Once and for all.
Hey, we haven't heard this in a minute, man. This sounds a little better, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's finally here. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
It is finally here, Lopez. We're a couple days away.
They need to bring it back Sunday.
Why'd you do this, Figgy?
To annoy you.
Yes. Why'd you do that?
I think you're doing a great job. Keep going. So Clay Walker will sing the national anthem. But also, I think this is the part that really excited me personally. Very Houston of halftime. Slim Thug, Max O'Cream, Big X the Plug will all be performing at halftime. And that felt like, I think that also feels like something that I've been really appreciative of with this team. Like, we talk about the team culture, but the organization culture is one that's really seeming to get, like, be on that upward trend as well with the entirety of the footballing of the team.
Yeah, sure.
But you're also seeing that I love the embrace that this team or this organization has had of everything Houston in, like, even a more granular way than before. Like, I just can't imagine what the experience is going to be at NRG on Sunday.
They've really leaned in the last couple of years to the H-Town made. There's a sign right behind you that says that. All that.
Sure does. And it also says 2023 playoffs, which that's a fun remember.
We might have to take that down. Let's not live in the past just yet. So
we get another banner.
We
have to earn another banner, and then we'll bring this one down.
We don't put up playoff banners in this studio. Oh, wait, we do.
at least we don't put up AFC Championship participants.
Yeah, division champs. And Parker McCollum is going to lead the team out, so that's kind of cool. He's a real
H-Town fan.
He was
watching it during the 2021 season.
Oh, big time. He's a legit Texans fan. Clay Walker, go ahead and sing the anthem. I'm sure it's going to be good. But
he's a Titans fan. Well,
isn't he a season ticket?
Yeah. Oh, is he for real?
Yeah, he's a Titans fan.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I roll my eyes. It's football time in Texas.
There it is. I was like, is he going to do it? He is.
I'm glad they kind of got rid of that song.
You
man.
Think?
That song. Hey, that song was around for like 22 years, man.
You think? No offense. I'm sure he's a very talented. Well, I know he's a very talented fella, but that's enough of that.
Yeah, man. I don't know that there's going to be a better place to be on a Sunday than NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited. Very looking forward to Sunday Night Football, Texans, Bears, and is there anything else for you outside of just like the football of it all? Because obviously tailgate is going to be popping, right? First opportunity for all the tailgaters when it comes to like the regular season.
Yep.
And I'm super excited about halftime. And shout out to 832 who said thanks for the enunciation of Big X the Plug. Had no idea how to say the name.
That's not that hard, is it?
I didn't think so. But,
yeah.
You know, if that's a service that you needed, we can hear it in the loop. Have you covered?
The only other thing, and we mentioned it.
Text in more things you'd like pronounced. 713-572-4610. We'll do our best to help.
Something special about going to the game and tailgating as the rest of the NFL schedule is completing itself, at least until Monday night. But you know, there's something special about a night game. It's not just the prime time. Like, we know that's special. We've talked about it. But it's just something cool about, you know, dusk is setting. You're out there getting a sip on, getting a drink on, and some great food. and you're watching other football. You're watching other football. That's just something really, really cool about it.
People are kind of split when it comes to the song that we were playing earlier. 713 said, "Get that football crime in Houston song off my air, please." That's hilarious. But then someone else is talking about Lopez, "You're a Hater." That's the best song ever of all songs.
All right.
I feel like they're being sarcastic. Well, I mean, it wasn't even... It was cool for like 2 or 3 years, maybe. And then they're like, okay, that's enough of that. Stop it.
You know, I would feel better about this song if it was actually somebody that supported the Texans.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that is it.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, man, this dude, he be at the Titans games, man.
Yeah. Somebody said Lopez is a Titans fan. No.
I can say definitively that he is not. And if he is, he hides it very well.
No, I'm not.
All I've ever gotten is disdain when it comes to that man for that particular organization and the owners of it.
Yeah, don't share those texts that I send you about
it. Yeah, I will not. All right, we get it. But it will very, very, very soon be football time in Houston. Super excited for this game. And look. Don't be the jerk here, all right? That's like you guys act like you've never seen a Sunday night football game.
When was the last time you've been to a Sunday night football
here
game?
In Houston?
Yeah.
It hadn't happened.
Was it pre-COVID?
And I think really the big thing for me is it's not even just the game itself. It's I think what it represents for this organization.
Sure.
And
exactly.
There was a text earlier, and let me see if I can pull it up. But somebody said it feels like you're at the start of a dynasty.
That's why I said it's that advent calendars type of season, and this is the start. This is this is where you really start to unfurl what you're going to see this year, at least what you hope you're going to see this year.
Almost game day on a football Friday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Man, keep it locked right here. Get involved with the program as a lot of you already have. Text mm-hmm. line 713-572-4610. The Odyssey app's always there for you, as are the YouTube and Twitch pages. But coming up next, let's circle back to football in week two that happened yesterday. We talked about this being a big AFC matchup at the top of the conference. What did we figure out? And Tua got hurt again. Let's talk about all that next.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. Football Friday here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, and you have myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on this said Football Friday, heading into week two. Prime time football for your Texans as they take on the Chicago Bears, 7:20 at NRG Stadium. And, of course, right here where the Texans play, Sports Radio 610. Y'all are hilarious. I appreciate you always getting involved on the text line on the YouTube. In fact, there's a house divided.
How about that? That's
Sally
good.
On
like
YouTube
that.
Said her Bears fan husband will be crying all the way home on Sunday night.
Oh, man.
That's late Sunday night too.
Yeah.
I do wonder how that impacts Monday. Somebody else asked, how many people are missing work Monday?
Oh, you're gonna have to sleep fast.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to sleep fast. No doubt about that.
I feel bad for Sean Pendergast because he got to do the post game.
Yeah.
Well, and until then the wee hours of the morning.
2 hours.
Yeah.
At least it's two hours. And then they'll lead into Texans radio on Monday, which will lead into our reaction Monday of what I'm going to go ahead and say is a Texans win. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now.
Oh yeah,
let's just go ahead and do that because there, as you stated, there are no excuses.
There are no excuses.
Super excited for all of the things to come there. But also we are into week two technically because Thursday Night Football happened. We got it on Prime Video. Herb Street and Al Michaels, who I actually did not hear during the course of the broadcast because one of my TVs is acting up, so it seems like I might need to get another one.
Yeah, no volume?
Yeah, no volume on it.
Oh,
funny
no.
Enough.
Oh,
which
man.
I do wonder, was I actually missing anything when it comes to the actual broadcast?
He was actually not as
bad
as he was last year. Did you notice that, Figgy?
Yeah.
He was okay.
Although it seemed like people were getting after him for the first touchdown call. It sounded like he didn't have as much enthusiasm.
Well, I mean, but I think overall, and I've been harsh, with his commentary. I thought he was okay.
Yeah, I thought I'm gonna get on them at 120, man.
Okay,
because I'm peeping a reoccurring thing.
Ooh. Okay, maybe I missed that.
Whenever a certain somebody get hurt.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what we call a tease and a segue.
Yeah.
Figgy, professional broadcaster, never forget. Because in the course of this game, we got another instance of Tua Tagovailoa getting injured, particularly having concussion. He left this game with a concussion, and it's not just that he left with the game with a concussion. The game stopped. We had one of those patented football occurrences of players on the field taking a knee as a player is down, and this is what it sounded like.
Down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua down. Picked up the first, split the seam, but pays the price. Shot from Hamlin right there. Down he goes. Check him out. Back after this.
Biggie. Okay, so you definitely have things to say about that. I don't know if you're going to get to those there or in the mixtape. We'll keep up with that. But the Dolphins were down 21. You see Tua just trying to make something happen, scramble, and he, in being tackled by Damar Hamlin. Bumps his head. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. His head whips into the ground, and we are in a place where now we are getting that fencing reaction, right? Yeah. That you know, the kind
arms
of
go up.
Arms go up, and hands curl. And it's a very clear and evident sign that a concussion has happened. And it's not just everything that we've heard about and learned about concussions over the last decade or so in football. It's that dude in particular. Yeah. And this becomes a whole conversation to be had.
He's had 4 concussions in the last year. September 25th. Starting then, last year, he's had 4 concussions that have been reported. And we're seeing a lot. I know a lot of our listeners, obviously, you know, you tune in the morning show. You check in on ESPN or FS, you know, whatever, FS1. And you're hearing people say, boy, he really needs to think about this. And his family needs to have a long, hard discussion with him. I get that. But I don't think it's I think it's the Dolphins, that needs to come to him and say, if you are truly, best interest of the player, say, we can't do this. You know, we cannot continue to put you on the field. They have insurance, I think $49+ million on his contract. He is the franchise player. By the way, he earned every bit of that contract. He led the league in passing last year, and yes, you have discussions with your family. You have, you self-reflect. How do I want to be in 5 years, 15, 30 years? What's my quality of life going to be? Because this was not even that hard a hit. That's what's scary.
But that's something that kind of is wrong with us as viewers, is that we kind of have this false equivalency that if the hit is hard, like there has to be a certain level of hit in order for it to like cause a certain level of damage. What we learned with like the CTE, which has been like a boogeyman, rightfully so, in the NFL, that's not even these types of concussions that we're talking about. Those are the subconcussive hits, the things that happen on every play.
Mm-hmm.
Those stack up, accumulate, and then be create that I forget what the encephalopathy or whatever.
Yeah,
go ahead and you can cut that one up. That's fine. That ultimately ends up really damaging these players and their brains, and so. This is football, baby. Like, and I don't say that with any level of excitement or happiness in my heart, but with an understanding that, hey, this is what this game is. And I don't, like, again, I'm not saying that to say that, well, these guys signed up and they just have to deal with it. No, it's an indictment of us in some ways, man. Like, I don't know that we can necessarily clutch our pearls in moments like this when we are all in on football. Like these things happen and players are put in the position for that to happen because this is what this is the sport that we enjoy and we watch.
No, what I'm saying by what I mean by it's not that hard a hit.
No, I hear you.
Is like all we know about this concussion is the next one might even be a less of a hit because they get so much more serious and so much easier to get a concussion after you've had a number of them. I mean, it's been medically proven.
That's
like,
true.
Like you. The reason I said not that hard a hit is I'm saying it's that dangerous to him. Like even a softer, even falling on the ground, and not that hard bounce of your helmet on the turf as we've seen, but even just falling on the ground, he could have a concussion, because it gets more, you get much more likely to have these types of concussions with the fencing and the out on the field, et cetera, the more you have them. And he's had so many, and we remember the scene from last year, and we know what the possibilities are. That's what I'm saying. The next one is going to happen. Like, it's not a matter of if.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen, and that's why you almost have to, if you truly, truly do care, as Mike McDaniel has been talking this morning about.
Yeah, he was seen giving to a kiss on the forehead of sorts he was walking off, because he said that he cares about the person more than the player.
You almost have to, talk amongst yourselves and family and self-reflect. But the Dolphins have an obligation here to say, man, you know, we don't want this to get even worse than we've seen.
Sure.
You know?
And maybe this is the cynic in me, is that I continue to look at incentive structures. And for the NFL, there's not really an incentive to force players after a certain number of concussions to retire.
Right.
I don't even know that there's an incentive for a team to be like, hey, we are telling you to step away. It ultimately still is that individual decision. But yeah, I think that a lot of people went to that same place when you see Tua in that place one more time with the fencing reaction. He does walk off the field under his own power for whatever that's worth. And I don't know if that is worth anything in particular, but for whatever it is indeed worth, he did walk off the field in his own power. But yeah, a lot of people imagine, hey man, should you still be playing this sport? My point, and maybe I'm being preachy, maybe I'm on my pedestal or whatever. That's a question that we really could ask about all of this, because this happens, there's all sorts of different damages that were happening. Again, it was kind of, I don't know if ironic is the right word, because again, that has a connotation that I'm being smug or something, and I don't really mean it to be that this is happening when he's being tackled by DeMar Hamlin, a dude that we saw have such a traumatic injury in his own right while playing football. So yeah, man, I don't exactly know even how to cap that off, but it just feels like, man, it's tough. You really hate to see it. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. But I think there's also something that we have to understand, is that this seems kind of almost implicit with the sport that I like to call the car crash sport.
Yes. And you know, a lot of people might say, and players still might say, we sign up for this. I don't think that applies here. You do sign up for, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get injured. You know, you're going to have concussions. Most concussions in the NFL are never even reported because the players don't report them. It's just the quote-unquote getting your bell rung, and then they move on to the next play. But when you have players like Antonio Brown, who's rarely, if ever, serious, you know, going on Twitter last night and saying, man, he's got to call it a career. That means something coming from a player and a player like Antonio Brown, because they know, you know, what this is like. And Shannon Sharp did the same thing, and players up and down the league,
including DeMar Hamlin,
have said the same thing. So no, this is one of those where, yes, some players sign up for it, some players can forge through, even if they have an episode or two like last night. But this is beyond that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. There's no muscle that you can build up that's going to protect that brain from rattling around in the head. Like, maybe you have more embracing of the guardian caps and those things. But yeah, the thing that's frustrating and that's kind of upsetting is that this almost seems part and parcel of football. Now, speaking of the football itself, which again feels kind of crass with all the conversation that we had, but the Bills do handle up the Dolphins really easily in the course of the AFC of this all, right? The hierarchy. What did you feel like you learned?
I learned, and not just because they've lost their quarterback, but I learned that the Dolphins are not in the class. I had my doubts about the Bills all offseason and what they were doing. That was workmanlike. That was just a painting by numbers. I mean, they just went in there, and they own the Dolphins, as we know. I think it's now 12 out of 13 that they've beat them. But nevertheless, that was impressive. James Cook, you know, the offensive line. That's the main takeaway, on the field. The Miami offensive and defensive lines were hot garbage.
No.
They were hot. They were getting pushed around, shoved around. Not a single bit of pressure on Josh Allen, and not a single bit of pushing the line of scrimmage defensively.
Yeah, it does seem like Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator for the Bills, who took over after Ken Dorsey left. It does seem like there's a continuation of the capability to scheme something up and get things done offensively for them as well.
yeah, man, maybe the anticipated demise of the Bills was a little premature in some ways, because they do look like they can handle it pretty well.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for the Dolphins, like, now they're in a really tough place, in addition to like having to try and make sure that Tua Tagovailoa is good through the concussion thing. They have Skylar Thompson, K-Stater, but I don't know if that's what you want to go with. There's people that have thought about the idea of, hey, do you go and get Ryan Tannehill off the heap? Do you maybe see if someone is willing to trade you a player? Do you think the Texans would be interested in such a thing?
Someone willing to trade you a player?
Case Keenum is hurt. Case Keenum is hurt, man.
Let me think about this.
Do what?
Who might be able to have a starting quarterback available?
Don't do it, man. Come on, man.
And to be abundantly clear, like, I don't think that, one, I don't know that this team would be willing to trade Davis Mills in that way.
I think Ryan Tannehill's at the top of the list.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill is probably up there. I think there's some other quarterbacks out there that could possibly be traded. But, yeah, that Ryan Tannehill would not require that trade happen.
You don't not take the call.
I mean, you always pick up the call.
You want to hear, if they're like, hey, third rounder? Fourth?
Yeah. Are they getting that much for...
Desperate.
I mean, at that point, would you rather have Davis Mills or Ryan Tannehill?
Well,
you see the people that are immediately going to the, well, Tom Brady will step out of the booth and go do this.
Oh, goodness. That's even worse.
That seems even more impossible, not just at the broadcaster thing, but with the ownership thing that's trying to go through. Like, I just don't imagine that he could even
He was
that.
Connected with Miami at one point,
He too. Sure was. Mm-hmm. That was at the heart of all the Brian Flores of this all. Remember, like, all of those things, the back room dealings of trying to get him ownership stake.
The meeting on the yacht.
Yeah. And all that. 281 said Dolphins to try and trade for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston might need to be playing big games here soon.
Yes, he might be playing next week.
Yeah, so I don't know if they want to
with
make
a better
trade.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Browns might decline any trade for Jameis Winston.
Obviously a lot of thoughts and prayers out with Tua Tagovailoa as he deals with yet another concussion. But yeah, it looks like we've kind of figured out which one of those teams in the AFC is probably gives you more to contend with. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the Buffalo Bills after Thursday night.
And by the way, Miami is 1-11 against winning teams in the last 12 games.
Yeah, that's not bode well.
Yeah.
That's not bode well. All right, coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. I don't know if you noticed, but today is Friday, September 13th.
Ooh.
What scares you? What random nonsensical thing indeed scares you? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Football Friday here in the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy, myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. Condolences to Ocho and all the various other people, because he's not the only one. I have seen other people that have had this particular fantasy football predicament where they had two quarterbacks, you know, a little bit of protection for them in their fantasy situation. Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa, both of those guys having been injured.
That's awful.
So that is unfortunate. Best of luck to you with Daniel Jones, I'm guessing, is who is available on your waiver wire. I hope that goes well for you.
All right. Lord.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I bet Deshaun's definitely out there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is gross.
especially after week one.
Buddy, and he'll come up in around the NFL in about 15 minutes. But right now, let's get the question of the day going on a Football Friday. It is not just a Football Friday, but it's Friday, September the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. Shout out to the scary movies and such. But what scares you? Text them in, 713-572-4610. Especially, it's even more fun if you get
random.
To like the random nonsensical things that end up scaring you. That ends up being a lot.
Friday the 13th, you know, you think horror movies, all that, clowns. You know, a lot of people scared of clowns. Random things. My son, who, by the way, had his wisdom teeth taken out yesterday, so hopefully he's feeling better this morning.
God bless him.
Yeah, my oldest son, Jacob, and he had to go under now. Anyway.
Only one?
All four.
Me too.
All four.
They ain't put me under.
They put him under.
I was wide awake for this.
But yes. But he's afraid of butterflies. Like, terrified. Because they just flit around in his face, and he, like, freaks the bleep out of butterflies. So, like, of random things that scare you. I was trying to think of something random that scares me, and it's not random at all, but it's random how much like it really does scare me is alligators.
Like, because I've been in situations in Sabine Lake, in the upper coast of Galveston where I'm wade fishing, and I come across an alligator, and you just sort of see them just slowly, you just see their eyes, you know, or the tops of their head slowly going across the water. I get the bleep out. So that's like a legit thing to be scared of. All I'm saying is I've had some encounters, and I do not like alligators.
Yeah, my thought, I mean, obviously I'm afraid of heights. That's a basic one. But one of the ones that I thought of that is similar, right? I think it's a reasonable fear.
Like you've had an encounter.
Not even an encounter, but it's a reasonable fear. It's just like the degree to which it unsettles me is the problem, which is like knives.
Right,
like,
really?
I'm just not very comfortable around knives. Clearly, I use them. Like, I cook and everything, box cutters, all that, right? Like, I use them. But I am very abundantly careful when I use a knife. Yeah, man, I don't like the idea of being cut, brother. I'm very, very cognizant when a knife is in play.
I'm kind of the same way when it comes to knife, because I'm kind of old school when I'm bringing my wife a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it the opposite way.
Don't run with a knife.
Yeah, exactly. But the one thing I'm scared that this ain't nothing crazy, but cats. I just can't.
No, that's crazy. No, it's crazy.
If a cat is in the building, I'm out.
Covering your eyes.
Just like that house we looked at and the cat was sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, this house is not cool at all. Like, I just think about all the scary movie type stuff. If we move in and that cat is still there, just like, nah, man, that's bad luck.
We got some alley cats in our neighborhood. You'd be terrified.
Got the street cats.
Yeah, we got street
that's
cats.
That's worse.
The hoodlums.
Because they hunt.
Yeah, nah, they some savages, man. They some damn hyenas.
We might be establishing new fears because some of these things are things that maybe you don't think of. 936 mentioned wasps. Scare them.
Mm-hmm.
They said bees are cool, but wasps just can't. I think that is fair. However, this one, 281, have you thought about ticks? Because they said they're scared of ticks. When one burrowed into them, it freaked them out.
See that black mark right there?
All right. We've got Lopez with his foot up on the broadcast
table. See that black
table.
Mark right there?
Yes, that is a...
That's still a tick that I got in 2008.
Gross.
Ugh. It's still in there.
Yikes. nothing could be done to make sure that it wasn't in there anymore. You're just like,
oh, I dug on it. I've told the story. I was in Germany. I was in Germany covering the World Cup, so I bought a little pocket knife, and on a train ride, I just dug and dug and dug on. I got most of it out, but there's still a black mark on my leg, so I hope I don't die because of it.
Yeah, that's nope. Shout out 281, also wasps. Yeah, man, wasps, not especially like they're sizable, they're quick. Yeah, man, wasps, I don't mess with either. I'm with you there. Someone said they're afraid of rodents. Comfortably carried a snake over their shoulders. Oh, that's Ocho. But they will be very upset, very rattled if they see a rat or a mouse.
I'm not afraid of heights, but I do get a little unnerved on cliffs, like a cliff. Cliffs are, because I always feel like my feet are going to go under me, or your car's going to go over the edge, or whatever. Cliffs, but I can go up any building, you know, or whatever. It doesn't really affect me because it feels like it's more controlled.
Yeah, no, it,
you know,
no, it got me. I went when I was in Seattle. I went to the Space Needle, and you go way up there.
Yeah,
and I tried to lean, like they got a little bench on there with the glass where you could kind of sit down. I'm like, nah, I can't.
No,
do
that I would have been fine there because I feel like it's controlled.
Yeah, I guess I watched too much Final Destination. I'm like, this would be the one time that glass crack, and my ass is grass.
and that's the end of Figgy.
I think the intrusive thoughts definitely the situations that start those up, like you mentioned, being like on a cliff or being like on a bridge near the edge. You just like. What if my brain just tells me to jump and I accidentally do it, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Like, go.
Yeah. Shout out to Bonnie Joe. Clowns. Not afraid of anything except clowns. Clowns I never fully understood.
They're not funny and they're scary.
They ain't cute.
They're not cute. They're not funny.
You're scared by them though?
No, they bother me.
No, I mean, I here I am, you know, being a jerk. This is clearly something that's sensitive to folks. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I just did not realize that. Mm-hmm. Flying cockroaches. Great.
Flying cockroaches.
What about mice?
Because, like, mice?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm afraid of mice.
I'm afraid of mice if it's one in my house.
Yeah.
If it's one in my house, then, oh, no. Or a rat? Yeah. Nah, hell no. Nah.
Mark Vandermeer has a random thing that he's scared of. Sinkholes. Like, I guess because, you know, he lived in Florida for a while.
Yeah.
And there's some sinkholes there. But I always tell them, you can drive or you can avoid a sinkhole. You can, like, it's not going to just all of a sudden. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's, I've seen enough videos where all of a sudden the earth reaches out and swallows up a street or something. That's the thing about a sinkhole is, like, you don't see it coming. Just now, like, there was a time in our lives where we thought that we would have to be more vigilant on quicksand.
Yeah,
that's that. But sinkholes, like, I see, I understand. That's one of those things where you don't think about it, but then when you realize that it's a possibility and ever present danger, I understand Vandermeer's perspective.
What about the kind of the weird things people terrify? I thought about the episode of Maury where they had an episode where I guess people was just scared of random things, and this lady was scared of olives.
How real do you think that episode is?
I think that was real right there.
Yeah.
She looked terrified, man. Bring out the olives. She was squeezing on them. Nah, man.
Oh, wait, man. Is that real? Now I'm just going to be reading things as possibly misinformation. Joseph said on the YouTube, said the fact that one of the most prolific serial killers was a clown does tend to give me pause.
Yeah. Really? You think?
Okay. Shout out to the 281 who said bleep snakes. Understandable.
Yeah, my father don't rock with snakes at all.
Terrified of needles. That one, I get it. There's a lot of people on that.
Blood. On that. Some people terrified of blood.
The sight of blood. Yeah, real squeamish. I get that. I was never going to be a doctor. I'm not like the full extent, but, you know, a little under.
Even the smell of just like being in the doctor office or blood.
Yeah.
Like getting some blood work. Mm-hmm. Some people just pass out and faint.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
There's a lot of camel spiders. That's a reasonable one. Camel spiders are terrifying. Don't go look up the information there. It will not make you feel good.
I'm afraid of bad breath. I can see why.
I'm afraid of raccoons.
Oh, raccoons are mean.
Raccoons are scary.
No, they're mean.
Yeah.
They're like what you think cats are.
And they just walk around with real hands.
Yes.
Nah, they scary, man.
They're more civilized than we give them credit for. The ones you should be scared of, geese. Geese are very ornery animals. But I just remembered one before we go here.
Mm-hmm.
Hippopotami.
They don't play.
That is the most terrifying creature on God's green earth. I don't care. You can't convince me differently.
They are mean. Yeah. They don't play.
They are tanks. They are tanks of animals. They are faster than you give them credit for. They're crazy strong.
Mm-hmm.
Hippopotami.
Yeah.
Not that I will engage with them or be anywhere near them. But if I am, please understand I'm a terrified human being.
Somebody said driving behind the truck with logs on them.
Yep. Oh,
that's scary.
Yes.
That's, speaking of Final Destinations, right? No, that's scary.
Yeah, just being behind any truck that's carrying a certain load that it's going to drop off.
Or honestly, those trucks that carry gas, trucks.
Yeah.
I'll be scared somebody just going to flick a cigarette. I'll be trying to drive past those trucks all the time. I do not hang around them, man.
Not exactly. Yeah. Let me go ahead and pass.
Let me do about 90 miles an hour past this truck.
That's right. You're not going to get me. All right. Happy Friday the 13th here in Loop Sports Radio 610. More importantly, a football Friday as we gear up for week two prime time Sunday Night Football versus the Bears. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Where apparently a teammate of Deshaun Watson, yes, he keeps coming up, throwing shade at him. We'll talk about that and more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.